Now, you've heard stories about the colon cleanses where you find things, you know, jelly beans you ate when you were in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Now, does this happen? Do these items that you ate, you know, 10 years ago stay lodged in the colon? Is that
Well,
possible?
yes, you know, it's actually a medical fact more than a natural healing fact. Just to back up a step, the statistics, when I first looked at the medical books, and I have a lot of old ones, the Merck Manual is the American standard, if not the universal standard, international standard of diagnosis of disease. It's produced by Merck Sharp & Dohme, one of the largest drug companies in America, and it's a standard medical text of disease used around the world. Every doctor has one. And their statistics say that in 1950, 10% of American adults had diverticulosis or herniated sacs in their colon caused by the pressure and stuffing of constipation, where fecal matter literally pushes into a weak part or a balloon in the wall of the muscle of the bowel and stays there. But in 1955, they upped that to 15%. In the 1972 edition, they went up to 30%. In the 1987 edition, they said just about half of Americans have diverticulosis or herniated sacs in their colon. And in the most recent edition of the Merck Manual, it says if people live long enough, every American has herniated what we might call bowel pockets or diverticuli, which are just like a weak spot on a balloon or a rubber tire where it bulges. It actually looks a bit like a mushroom, and it gets filled with fecal matter. And, you know, basic common sense will tell you it just stays in there. And in fact, the whole colon can get encased in fecal matter in advanced constipation to where it looks like a rusty pipe, an old steel or galvanized pipe from your house. And when you look through it, you can only see a small hole because there's so much rust in it.
Is that how it gets in there in the first place, is the constipation?
Yeah. Basically, you know, as Americans, we're not big on fiber. I mean, we love, you know, meat, dairy, chicken, fish, eggs, cheese. And the first thing people have to realize is animal equals zero fiber. Anything that came from an animal has no fiber, which means it sits in your bowel, and it really won't go anywhere until you consume something that has fiber, which pushes it out. So the good old American food program of, you know, bacon and eggs is literally stuck down there. In fact, I had patients that during a bowel cleanse would eliminate, after maybe three or four bowel cleanses, the entire casing of the inside of their bowel. I'm talking 5 feet long here. And eliminate it in one bowel movement, you know, be a bit frightened because they thought they were losing their colon, not just eliminating the old toxic liner. And you could even see the sacs on it that would come out at the same time. But during, you know, normal bowel cleansing, those diverticuli don't get emptied. It takes, you know, a little bit of advanced bowel cleansing to get rid of them.
If you're at that stage.
That's right.
You stated on the front of your newsletter something very, a very graphic statement, that the intestinal tube from your mouth to your anus basically is as long as two cars parked end to end.
Yeah.
And knowing what goes on in that last 5 feet of it can basically change the state of your entire health.
Yeah, it is amazing.
It's a huge part of us.
It really is. It's the longest connected part of our body. And I try to explain things graphically because, you know, often medically things are explained in millimeters or centimeters. And there's always been this error with medicine. They're patients. They're not going to understand. I'm a doctor. I've trained for 8 years. Just tell them to do this because they won't get it. And I have a problem with that because I find people a heck of a lot smarter. I find people ready to understand anatomy and physiology if the doctors will just take the Greek and the Latin and the $20 words out of it. The average person is interested in the inside of their body and actually in looking at it a lot simpler and more natural than medicine explains it. If I can segue for just a second, one thing I always like to clear up with people is tell them, hey, look, some people have, you know, through an interview like this, they'll be looking at it, viewing it through the eyes of what they know about medicine. And I like to tell them, natural healing and medicine are two very, very different systems of health and healing. Medicine is all about finding a disease, cutting it out, or taking some pills or medicine to kill it or cure it or try to make an organ work even though it's still diseased, like taking insulin if you have diabetes. No healing of the pancreas there. We're just crutching the body and maybe get a few more years out of you. Natural healing is very different. Natural healing is knowing that the functions of the human body are beyond scientific scrutiny, examination, even our comprehension. It's like outer space. It's endless. And so the best thing we can do is set up a good healing environment, a healthy environment, and let the body heal itself. The first thing you learn in immunology class and in medicine 101 is that the body is always trying to heal itself. So we know that. So we set up a great environment, a good food program, a good attitude program, and everything in between. Then, if we aren't well, and I found that 80 to 90% of my patients were well just from their food program and attitude program and a little bowel cleansing, we can go deeper into cleansing and detoxification, still letting the body rule and decide what to do, because the body is the supreme intelligence. It knows exactly what it needs to do to fix you. It just needs an opportunity to do so. And then only as a last resort, we go to the first place medicine goes, which is looking at the disease itself and looking at a way that we can even increase the health of the human body, but maybe stimulate a little circulation in that specific organ, get more blood flow, get more elimination, but still letting the body do the healing. And so I just wanted to say that, Lisa, so people understand really what we're talking about when we're talking about natural healing and the bowel is setting up an environment where the body heals itself. So what we have is really permanent healing. This is not something where you have a disease, you treat it with a pill, but then it comes back in 5 years and it's much worse.
No, it's about preventative medicine, which what you're talking about.
That's right. So I had to get the advertisement in for natural healing because I found that most of my patients, it took them quite a while to get that. Because as you said in the beginning of the show, we are so indoctrinated with, look, you wouldn't understand if I explained it to you. And, you know, just relax, take a breath, you know, and lie down and we'll make it all better.
Yeah, it's about the education. And that's also what you're committed to and what we're committed to, because without these types of shows with this type of information coming out of you, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I love the name of your show, The Aware Show. I mean, people, you know, when they turn on the dial and listen to your show, should take a couple deep breaths and realize that some of their old ways of thinking could be challenged. And this is all part of natural healing, too, is taking healing yourself and making it possible for everybody. You know, often people would come to me and say, but look, I wasn't great in school. I can't speak Latin. I really could never understand chemistry, biochemistry, anatomy, and physiology. And I go, can you grow a sunflower? Because all you got to do, you know, everybody goes, well, gosh, you know, no one would say, well, you know, I don't know what photosynthesis is. I'm not really, really sure what chlorophyll is and how it works. I don't understand the oxygen, carbon dioxide exchange and the oil cells on the leaf of a plant. You dig a hole, you put in a seed, you water it, you grow a 12-foot sunflower. Healing yourself is the same way. Any knowledge of anatomy and physiology and chemistry is not necessary. Common sense is all that you need, and all you have to do is set up a wonderful, healthy lifestyle, and your body grows the sunflower. It does all the work. You heal yourself. And often people just can't believe it's so easy, but I can guarantee you, in my clinic, I saw every disease from Alzheimer's to cancer to neurological disorders, and you know, in the last 10 years, I love to specialize in people that were already told they were supposed to be dead. Because
yes.
Let's see the power of natural healing. You know, I love juice, but can I kill someone with it? You know, let's see if I can kill someone with sprouts and juice. I want to see how far we can take this. And all I found is that people got well. And what I realized after the last decade in the clinic was that most of the people that don't get well on natural healing are because they don't do enough. Nobody's dying from doing too much.
Actually, that's one of the things that I admire about your approach, is that it is kind of a militant approach, but that's what you need to do.
That's right. We're natural healing Gestapo revolutionaries.
But if you're really serious, and if you're very, very sick, and if your life is being threatened, you, as you say in your newsletters, cannot go back to doing what got you sick in the first place.
Well, my patients didn't want to go to the hospital. They were done with doctors. They watched their relatives die or get carved up, and maybe it happened to them. And they didn't want to go to a doctor, and so they were willing to take it a step further, like many people are today. And so, you know, I just thought, well, come on. In the 60s, I tried to kill myself partying, and I never succeeded. This physical body that we're carrying around is pretty tough. And I always laugh because I say, you know, when people opened up their seventh beer, they never decided to call 1-800-BEER-MAKER and see if, because they're packed in six packs, seven is an overdose. Or they never did that with a package of chocolate chip cookies. So why is it when they're healing themselves naturally, they're backed off and wondering if they're overdosing on peppermint tea? And I can assure anybody that's listening, they can turn up the volume 10 times and all they're going to experience is a greater state of well-being. And their diseases and their problems are going to go away. They're not going to overdo it. And if you are one of the rare individuals that does, yeah, the big downside, you might vomit. You know, that's the big downside. They're seriously overdosing in natural healing. Mm-hmm. Is it might come up as fast as you put it down. That tea, that juice, whatever.
One end or the other.
That's right. That's the big downside. You know, so considering that, just do it.
With that said,
I'll take Nike's slogan.
You got it.